Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1567, air date July 22nd, 2025.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to discuss on AMLA and its effects on aging. We're going to be doing a systems biology analysis, and I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be an interesting discussion because we're going to talk about the molecular basis of AMLA and then the molecular pathways of anti-aging. So let's just jump right into it. AMLA, also known as the fruit of elixir. AMLA is one of the most commonly used herbs in traditional Indian medicine systems like Ayurveda. It is a rich natural source of vitamin C, essential amino acids, and minerals. AMLA helps rejuvenate all body organs, promote strength and vitality, and boost the immune system. Now, many of you know the approach that I take. Everything I look at, be it politics, be it health issues or science, is always from a systems science approach. And all of you can learn that approach at truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to be having a discussion on AMLA, on aging. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What motivates anything that we do at Truth Freedom Health or Cytosolve or any of our solutions or anything I personally do is to recognize that those in power are literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole when you look at the data globally. Lifespan is actually going down, okay? The curvature of lifespan is going down, and the cost of living, which means the ability for people to survive, is explosively going up. So if you just look at this graph, unemotional and in a detached way, you see that those people who have executed this have really no interest in you as a human being. They want to kill you, that they really do. And this is not something that just occurred over the last 5 years, 10 years. This is something, as you look at this graph, it's been going on for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. And that process has been going on from those on the left and the right, people claiming to be independent, people claiming to be agents of change. But all these people claim to do that. They come top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know anything I do be talking about AMLA, or be it turmeric or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing. And that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is a number of important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's been the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me. And the credit has to be given because of my concern for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, or how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequalities. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform, is the solution that is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also comes to teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. There are many forces which, unfortunately, teach people to spend money on stuff that's actually garbage. But that's what our movement does. It teaches people these tools. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated from this deep interest to help you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to vashiva.com orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. Think, fight, heal. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a Leadership Training Institute and Systems Health Institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosol Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products, that you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we've created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth. We have made a very high standard on what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosol. This platform allows us to understand the food and what are the compounds in that and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone. Technology systems, health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosol took me about 25 years to do. System health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something where it's a global standard. Every government, if they really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends because I'm deeply motivated, because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has given me the opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and want to save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot, okay? You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing, but the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about amla, or when I talk about moringa, when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science and politics and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant person in the world, as the great writer Alberto Brick says. They want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise up. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to, get strong. If you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on AMLA, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and we're going to go to AMLA on aging, what is Truth Freedom Health, and why all of you should become a warrior scholar. I do these videos, these very, very informative videos, but my ulterior motive is to motivate you guys to go learn this stuff and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the system's approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on AMLA, on aging.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, the area of politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. There are many different contribution plans, as you can see. I recommend to start as a member, because there's an entire, very deep course called Get Off the Plantation. It'll help you come to terms with yourself. Do you want to get off the plantation, or do you want to be a slave? You can be a supporter, and we give you more and more gifts of knowledge and education, or you can contribute a little bit and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar. For those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved, but understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., you're all welcome to join. So, what are you going to learn today? First of all, we're going to give you the background on AMLA. What is aging? Why does it occur from the information we know today? We're going to then talk to you about cytosol, which is a revolutionary platform, a revolutionary solution in science that helps us innovate products using food and medicine. And we'll share with you our own initiative. We're taking a fresh approach. And by the way, there's not any one way to solve these problems. We're talking about AMLA, but doesn't mean that's going to work for everyone, right? This is a very, very complex systems problem. This is why no one's really cracked the code on it, okay? But we are making headway by taking a systems approach. And so there's a lot of work to be done here, but that's what we're doing. And then we'll talk about how AMLA reduces aging, and we'll talk to you about how much AMLA. We'll also talk to you about the reality. Is it right for you? Because we're about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we're going to share with you on how you can be part of this initiative. Okay? So again, as I started off, AMLA, also known as the fruit of elixir. AMLA is one of the most commonly used herbs in traditional Indian medicine systems like Ayurveda. It is a rich natural source of vitamin C, essential amino acids, and minerals. AMLA helps rejuvenate all body organs, promote strength and vitality, and boost the immune system. Now, AMLA has both indigenous and traditional uses. AMLA has been used for over 3,000 years in Ayurveda and is considered one of the most powerful medicinal herbs. It is also used in Siddha, Unani, Tibetan, Thai, and Chinese medicine. AMLA balances all three doshas, especially Pitta. AMLA also has anti-emetic effects. So let's talk about aging. Aging is a natural progressive decline in physiological functions essential for survival and reproduction. It is driven by the accumulation of molecular and cellular damage over time, leading to age-related conditions such as hearing loss, cataracts, dementia, osteoarthritis, and chronic diseases. So these are the interventions. Caloric restriction and regular physical exercise improve metabolism and cellular health. Hormone replacement therapy supports declining hormone levels, clearing senescent cells, helps maintain tissue function, while antioxidant and anti-inflammatory therapies protect against cellular damage and chronic inflammation. Now, 1 billion people of the world's population suffer from aging, and we're going to look at how AMLA improves aging. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field. But we're applying this to everything. And it was only recently that we decided, why don't we apply it also to anti-aging? Okay, and in order to understand that, I'd like to share with you what the Cytosolve innovation process is. What do we actually do at Cytosolve to go through this process? Well, the first step we do in any field, we build a molecular architecture of that phenomenon by looking at all the papers that have been written in the field. And then the next thing we do is we mathematically convert those molecular systems into rate equations using physical chemistry. And then we do a combination screening using those models. And then we go through the process of finding if any of the combinations we put together actually lead to discoveries, and we patent them, and then we license and manufacture them. So right now you can see we have many, many different areas of health and disease and well-being we're going at that are in different phases of development. Phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, phase 4, phase 5, phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 5 different discoveries we've made, which have gotten patents. We have about 7 different areas. In phase 4, we're doing actual screening. We have another 5 areas we're doing modeling, another 4 areas we're doing publications, another 7 areas we're doing systems, architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're right now in the initial stage of building the system architecture. So we're going to share with you some of that data. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We built the system architecture, then we published, then we did the modeling, we did the combination screening, we did the discovery. What we did was, first we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosol with, frankly, no funding. Then we published it, and then we did the modeling of it, and then we went through all these different natural foods in nature, and we found combinations of ingredients in this, and we put them together. And then we were very fortunate to discover something through this process. And we actually found 2 very powerful ingredients that the right dosages from nature that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain and inflammation. And then to validate this, not only did we publish, but we got a United States patent. And that resulted in us, for the first time actually, not just helping other companies, but we actually manufactured it for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process, but how we did this. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet, and that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is what we're applying to lung health. We're not there yet, but we're in the process of doing that.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across 4 decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away, and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So this is beyond just theory. A lot of people think that you can just talk stuff without ever having to do anything. But here we've gone end to end with a powerful solution that can really help the world, which is helping the world buy this completely different way of doing development independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you. And it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. By the way, you know, I have two awesome dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing, so we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the Whole Health Pet supplement right here. And yeah, we've made another powerful product called Healthy Tea, which has 7 different varieties to help you with 7 different health conditions like joint tea, digest tea, Breatea, tranquility, detoxy tea, Femin tea, and finally immunity. And here comes the your body, your tea, that can really help you people to balance your tridosha and help to provide you with better health. This includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, tridosha tea. As related to this topic of aging, I suggest Vata and Pitta Kapha tea to improve aging. We have also launched a new product category focused on immune function. The first product in this line, D3.K2. Magnesium Immune Foundation, combines vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate, backed by decades of scientific research to support and strengthen immune health. Building on this foundation, our second product, zinc.copper.quercetin, immune activation, delivers a powerful blend of science-backed, synergistic nutrients formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Anti-Aging Initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. So the system's architecture that we're looking at is the anti-aging over here is related to the oxidative stress, which you'll understand what that means shortly. So we're doing something quite different. We're actually going down to the root of the problem. With aging, the body's natural antioxidant defenses weaken, leading to excess reactive oxygen species. These ROS damage cellular components, membranes, proteins, DNA, and the cytoskeleton, causing structural and functional decline. Damaged cells accumulate aberrant proteins and experience organelle dysfunction. This cellular stress contributes to the development of various age-related diseases, including cancer, dementia, osteoporosis, obesity, and atherosclerosis. Mitochondrial dysfunction and impaired electron transport further accelerate aging and disease progression. The triggers are genetic factors, immune system reactions, oxidative stress, environmental stress, lifestyle, age-related diseases, psychological stress factors, smoking, and alcohol consumption. Now, we're in the process of putting together our models. And then these are the 23 things that are out there that appear in nature to support anti-aging.
those aloe vera, amla, ashwagandha, basil, berberis, cardamom, centella asiatica, cinnamon, ginseng, honey, lavender, licorice, neem, pomegranate, rose, rosemary, sage, sandalwood, shatavari, shilajit, turmeric, water hyssop, and yogurt. But the reality is, this is why there has been no breakthrough, because you'll see all these videos on these, but they're issues. How do they work in combination? How do you crack the code on this? And that's why we want to do that. We're not here to say that we have a solution, but what we're here to say is we're taking the systems approach. We can, once we have this architecture laid out, we can actually use it to figure out what's actually going on. But today we're going to talk about amla, one of these 23 potential things that can advance anti-aging. Now, from our Cytosolve research, we found out that amla is a widely researched dietary supplement, and there are 869 research articles, 40 clinical trials. Over 88 years of scientific research have been done on this. There are 26 key molecules involved in amla. There are many others, but these are the key ones that have been well researched. There are minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and major components in amla. 8 minerals are calcium, phosphorus, sodium, magnesium, manganese, copper, iron, and zinc. Amla has vitamin C. There are 6 amino acids present in amla: glutamic acid, proline, aspartic acid, alanine, cysteine, lysine. Finally, there are 11 other compounds in amla: embleconin A, embleconin B, sebulinic acid, sebulagic acid, philantine, philambine, philantidine, gallic acid, ellagic acid, quercetin, camphorol. And you can see this is a structure of those active compounds from amla: ellagic acid, quercetin, sebulagic acid, camphorol, philanemblinin E, and gallic acid. And amla has multiple biological effects. It has immunomodulatory, anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective, anti-cancer, gastroprotective, antioxidant, antimicrobial, anti-diabetic, and cardioprotective effect. Health benefits. Amla inhibits asthma, hypertension, oxidative damage, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, cancer, aging, cardiovascular disease, inflammation, and hyperlipidemia. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening relative to amla. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. Exposure to UVB radiation increases ROS, which activates the AKT signaling pathway. This triggers NF-kappa-B and COX-2, leading to inflammation and accelerating aging. AMLA helps by reducing ROS levels and blocking the AKT pathway, thereby lowering inflammation and helping to protect against premature aging. Now let's look at another aspect. AMLA helps combat aging by reducing oxidative stress, a key driver of cellular aging. It activates the NRF2 pathway by releasing NRF2 from its complex with KEAP1. Once freed, NRF2 enters the cell nucleus and promotes the production of antioxidant enzymes. These enzymes enhance the body's ability to neutralize harmful free radicals, thereby protecting cells from oxidative damage and slowing down the aging process. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out VitaSolve is going to do. We're right here for CardioSolve. How can you help? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. Okay? So we're taking a very systematic systems approach towards this process. Okay. All right. Next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also just go donate to vashiva.com/openscience and support the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. You can also come to our symposiums, which we do the first Tuesdays of every month. You can go register at cytosolve.com/symposium. Again, absolutely free. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research, they make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share this. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. Amla extract has been shown to significantly reduce blood glucose levels in diabetic conditions, with effects comparable to the pharmaceutical drug chlorpromazine. So here, measuring glucose concentration over a four-hour period, both Amla and chlorpromazine treatments led to a marked decrease in blood sugar levels at all time points compared to the diabetic control group. The greatest reduction was observed around the four-hour mark. These results suggest that Amla may be an effective natural alternative or complement to conventional anti-diabetic medications. Amla extract significantly reduces blood HbA1c levels, which is a key marker of long-term blood glucose control. Amla at increasing doses progressively lowered HbA1c more effectively than glibenclamide, a commonly prescribed anti-diabetic medication. These findings suggest that Amla may serve as a powerful natural alternative for improving glycemic control in diabetes management. Amla extract has been shown to significantly reduce total cholesterol levels in the blood. Different doses of Amla extract produced a dose-dependent reduction in cholesterol, with the highest dose, 400 milligrams per kilogram, showing results comparable to fenofibrate, a commonly used lipid-lowering drug. This suggests that Amla may serve as an effective natural alternative for managing high cholesterol. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have an anti-aging initiative. You can contribute to that. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Finally, what I want to talk about is people say, well, why aren't you all taking Amla if it works so well? You see, it's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Okay? And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework, okay? And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosing? The right science says, for example, for reducing oxidative stress, Prananda et al. Says to have Amla for 50 and 100 milligrams per kilogram body weight twice a day for 2 weeks. For antimicrobial effect, Prananda et al. Says have Amla for 50 and 25 milligrams per milliliter. For anti-aging, again, he says have Amla for 1.2 milligrams per milliliter. For anti-diarrheal, Prananda et al. Says have Amla for 250 or 500 milligrams per kilogram body weight. For anti-hyperlipidemic effect, Prananda et al. Says Amla for 250 or 500 milligrams per kilogram body weight. Side effects of Amla if taken in higher doses are skin dryness, dehydration, and acidity. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates an engineering system. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at, if you want to find if Amla is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move in different points, and it'll give the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. And you can see here that Amla stabilizes transport and lowers conversion and storage. Now, if your body at some point is here, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back. Obviously, the black dots here, it's going to take you away. But this is a condition where Amla may be right for. So again, we have these three powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health allows you to understand the personalization of foods. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Fridays. And get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. People have argued that we shouldn't do that because when you give away stuff, people don't value it. But we want to err on the side of benefiting people. But I hope you guys get involved, but this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim that are good for lung health, which is we're analyzing with cytosol out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out. To sum up, AMLA revitalizes various organ systems, improves overall strength, and enhances immune defense, promoting holistic wellness as we age. AMLA inhibits UV-induced activation of the OCT signaling pathway, a key driver of inflammation and aging processes, helping slow cellular aging and tissue damage. AMLA is rich in natural antioxidants like vitamin C and polyphenols. AMLA neutralizes free radicals, reducing oxidative stress that contributes to aging-related diseases. And we are right now in VitaSolve, which is a new spin-out at the systems architecture phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up time with us, but that's what we wanted to cover today on AMLA on aging. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, okay? Covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a truth. From Health Warrior Scholar, we gave many calls to action. So again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved. Support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Get involved, get involved, get involved. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on AMLA on a gang, and this is a series we'll be doing. But get involved and support your advancement. Be well. Thank you.